Hope that everyone has had a wonderful holiday and a happy new year. Hope that you're looking forward to the year ahead. And I think we should always look optimistically and think about the great things that we can not only do personally for our Lord in the year to come, but also the great things that we can do as Lord's Church here at Cary in the year 2016. We need to be people that dream. The dream dreams worthy of the Lord, King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that we dream of doing great things for Him in the work here. Our theme for 2016 is living daily as disciples of Jesus. You know, Christianity is a 24/7 thing. You know, there are no days off. There's no holiday. I knew somebody one time that went on vacation with two couples that were both Christian couples. They went on vacation, and come Sunday morning, one couple got up and got dressed to go to church where they were at on vacation, and they went to the hotel room door of the other couple, and they knocked on it, and the couple came to the door, and they were still in their pajamas. And they said, "We're going to church." They said, "We're on vacation." As if you're on vacation from God. Or vacation from Christianity. There are no days off. There are no holidays. It is a 365 days a year kind of thing. It is, in other words, a daily life. And this morning, as we consider this daily life we live as children of God, we must understand that such a life is only possible if we are daily disciples of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You know, we can look in Matthew chapter 28, verse 19 there, as we have the Great Commission recorded for us by Matthew, where Jesus says, "Go therefore." And the "therefore" is because all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Him. Therefore, go. Make disciples of all nations. If you note there in the Great Commission, that's the first thing that He says, is to make disciples of all nations. In the Great Commission, our call is to first make disciples. Even before baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that comes later in those verses there of the Great Commission, the first thing is they have to be made disciples. We need to understand that. What does that mean? What does it mean for us to be a disciple? What does it mean to make someone else a disciple of Jesus Christ? Well, the word disciple in the New Testament is found 263 times in various forms. There are several ways in which people are described as disciples. There were those that were disciples of John the Baptist, oftentimes in conflict with the disciples of Jesus Christ. There is the time in John chapter 9 that the Pharisees call themselves the disciples of Moses. We also have the 12 disciples that we speak of. Usually when we use the term the disciples of Christ, we're talking about the 12 men that were closest to Jesus during His ministry, the 12 disciples. Then we have also the term used in regard to those that follow Jesus in general, just disciples as a whole. Also, we see that there were secret disciples. Joseph of Arimathea would be one that the Bible says was a secret disciple until that moment that he literally put it all on the line and went out there and asked for the body of Jesus Christ and went and took it off the cross and put that body into his own personal tomb with the help of Nicodemus. We also see in Acts chapter 9 and verse 1 that all Christians were referred to as disciples of the Lord. There are three fundamental aspects that we need to consider this morning to being daily disciples of Jesus. And each of these aspects must be part of our daily lives if we are to truly be that. If we are to truly be those disciples that the Bible calls for us to be. These aspects are decisions that have to be determined by those that we seek to make disciples in our keeping of the Great Commission, but they are also decisions that you and I must make every day we get up and as we go through our lives. They are decisions that we must make to be true disciples. The first fundamental aspect of being a disciple that we must understand is that a disciple is a learner. A disciple is someone that is learning something. John chapter 8, verse 31, "So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed in Him, 'If you continue in My word, then you are truly disciples of Mine. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.'" Now, we always know that last part, right? But sometimes, once again, we know parts of verses or a section of text, but we don't always pay attention to what's going on around it. I want you to take note who Jesus is speaking to when he says this. It says that he is speaking to those Jews who had believed in him. You know, this is to people that believed. Many people today believe in Jesus. You know, those people, they believe that he lived. They believe that he is the Son of God. They believe that he died to save them. They believe that he rose from the dead. There are many people in our world that believe those things and all of those things. But Jesus says here in this particular verse, it's not enough. Because these people that he's speaking to, they believe in him. They are listening to the words that he's saying. They're believing the words that he's saying. And yet Jesus says a true disciple of him goes beyond that. A true disciple of Jesus continues in his words. A true disciple continues in his teaching. To continue or abide, your Bible translation may say, abide in my word. But to continue or to abide in the word of Christ means to literally live within the sphere of it. That it's all around me. That any way I turn, there it is in my life. It means to be completely obedient to it. It is what we see Paul talk about in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 7, when he says, whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of Jesus Christ. To do all, everything. The teachings of Jesus completely surround us. We are totally immersed in them. So that everything we do goes through them, comes from them, and is judged by them. You know, I cannot do that unless I know what His Word says. And we talk about conscience. You know, that my conscience can guide me. But folks, your conscience is only a good guide if it's given the right information. And we must learn that information. We must know that information so that we can truly live therein. I must be dedicated to learning His Word in order that I might place my life dead center in that sphere of His truth. A true disciple is a constant learner, sitting at the feet of Jesus, just as Peter did, John, Mary, Martha, Lazarus, Mary Magdalene, and so many others that sat at his feet to listen to what he had to say about what is right, to listen to what he had to say about how to live this life for God. Jesus is the teacher. We are the disciple. We are, in other words, the student. We must listen and do what he says, because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 24 that a disciple is not above his teacher. Folks, anytime that I decide to disregard what Jesus says, anytime I decide to go my own way and to do it my own way or do it some way that I think would be better, I no longer submit to the teacher, but instead place myself in a position higher than him, that I know better, and that what I think is more important or above the master teacher. Considering this, starting next week, we will begin a lengthy series called What Would Jesus Preach? That's not a hard question to answer, because we have his great Sermon on the Mount. And that's what we're going to be looking at. Jim, if there was going to be, you know, I know you think every time I preach, and you're right, every time I preach I could bring up the prodigal son, but I was thinking also about every time I preach I mentioned something from the Sermon on the Mount, because it encompasses the totality of what Jesus wants from his disciples. It's his picture of a disciple. Jesus says, this is what, when I think of a disciple, this is what it is. And so we're going to look at that sermon, and we're going to look at it in depth for a couple of months. Second aspect of being a disciple is not only are we a learner, but we're an imitator. You know, in Luke chapter 6 and verse 38, Jesus saying a scripture very similar to the one we just read from Matthew. He says, a pupil is not above his teacher, but everyone after he has been fully trained will be like his teacher. You know, the goal of the discipleship is to be like Christ. And when we learn who he is by listening to his word, that knowledge is put into us and we transform ourselves into his likeness by changing who we are from the inside out. It is what Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 through 2 tells us is the renewing of our mind and the transforming of our lives, not conforming to this world, but being transformed by changing the inside and it coming out. And I become more like my Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 1, Paul even says, be ye imitators of me. But Paul's not saying, just imitate him. He said, be imitators of me as I imitate Jesus Christ. As I imitate him in my life. Paul imitated Christ. He calls for all disciples to do the same. Paul calls all Christians to submit their wills to the will of the Father as he has submitted his will to the will of the Father through Jesus Christ. I like on NFL, I don't know if he's still on or not, but Frank Caliendo used to be on NFL Sunday, and he's a pretty funny guy, and he does imitations. And you know what makes Frank's imitation so good and so funny is that he really sounds like the person. He has their mannerisms down. He has their inflections down. And he can just jump between them. And you know, he wouldn't be funny and he wouldn't be good if he didn't really sound like him, sound like the people he's imitating, would he? I mean, if he said he was doing George Bush and he sounded like Bill Clinton, then we would go, he ain't very good. But it's because he sounds just like George Bush that we find it amusing, the things that he's doing in his comedy routines. You know, your discipleship will only be good, it will only be true, it will only impact people when it really sounds and looks like Jesus Christ, right? You can say, I imitate Christ, but do you really look like him? Do you really sound like him? Are we like him? Are we imitating him in a manner that truly shows him? Do people truly see him in you? When people look at you, what do they see? You know, as we begin a new year and you're thinking about ways that you could change and turning over those leaves, you know, do I really look like Christ? And how in 2016 can I look more like him? How can I imitate him better in my daily life? Do they see me when I'm walking around, or do they see the master teacher as I become more like him, as I imitate him on a daily basis? And the third aspect that we need to have as a disciple of Christ is that we have to be a fellow worker. You know, in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10, it says, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. We mentioned the Great Commission a while ago, to go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I've commanded you, lo, I'm with you, even to the end of the age. But the Great Commission, abiding in His Word and imitating what He did, demands that we be fellow workers in that Great Commission. If I'm going to abide in His Word, He has commanded me to do that. You cannot be a disciple of Christ and ignore the words of Jesus to go. You cannot be the disciple of Christ and ignore the words of Jesus to make disciples. You cannot be a disciple of Christ and ignore the words of Jesus to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You cannot be a disciple and ignore the words to teach them to observe all things I've commanded. Because that's not continuing in His Word. That's what He has said. In fact, some of the last words that He spoke before He ascended to heaven. But you know, also as we think about imitating Jesus Christ, we have to be a fellow worker in this effort. He came to seek and to save the lost, folks. And if we imitate Him, that has to be something we do. I cannot imitate Christ and not go. Because He left heaven and went to save me. I cannot imitate Christ and not teach. Because He was the master teacher. I cannot imitate Christ and not make disciples, because He had many disciples because of His teaching. I cannot imitate Jesus Christ without teaching people to continue. You must continue in My Word if you want to be truly My disciples. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. See, we're fellow workers with Jesus Christ in His effort to seek and to save the lost, and we have to be. The 12 disciples that were so close to Jesus were sent out on limited commissions to teach and to preach the things that Jesus was teaching and preaching. And we are fellow workers with Him. He still today, folks, is seeking and wanting to seek and to save that which is lost. And He wants our help. And in fact, He demands our help. He commands it in the Great Commission. Are you a fellow worker? Are you like your teacher seeking the lost? If you are, then you are truly a disciple of His. You know, we must be daily learners. We must be daily imitators. And we must be daily fellow workers if we are to be the disciples of Jesus Christ. Doing so makes us true disciples. And this is our goal. But let me tell you, as disciples, just like those 12 with Him in His ministry, we will have our successes and we will have our failures. There will be days when we will be amazed at what Jesus can do. We'll be amazed at what Jesus can do, just like Peter was so amazed when that great catch of fish was taken. Or the disciples of the whole when Jesus stilled the storm. We will be amazed at how He's changed our lives. There will be days when we will feel so strong that we will be willing to step out of our comfort zones and do things for Christ that we never thought we could. Just like that day when Peter put that leg over the edge of the boat and stepped out onto the water to walk to his Lord. There will be days when we will open our mouths when we should shut up. And we will be scolded by the words of Jesus in the Bible for having done so. There will be days when our doubts will remind us of the words of Jesus, "O you of little faith." But on those same days, we can pray to Jesus and say, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." There will be days when we will seek to burn down those who offend us and realize that we have forgot our purpose, just as James and John did, that our purpose is to save people, not destroy them. There will be days that we will deny knowing Jesus through our silence and will be filled with remorse, just like Peter was on that dark Thursday night. Through all those days, may we see Jesus. May we see the holes in His hands, the scar in His side. And may we say, "My Lord and my God," as we face those days as Thomas did in that night in the room. Only then can we be daily disciples that Jesus wants. Only then can we be daily disciples that Jesus can use. And ultimately, only then can we be daily disciples that He will save, because we have abided in His truth and have been set free by it. Been set free by that truth and the blood that He shed that takes away the sins that enslave us. Are you a daily disciple? Now, looking back at the Great Commission again, making disciples. The first decision a person has to make, and the decision you have to make today, whether you have already made the decision and became a child of God, maybe straight away, or whether you have not made the decision to follow God yet, the first decision you have to make is to be a disciple. Is to be a person that is dedicated to following Jesus. To learning about Jesus. to imitating Jesus, to follow, or being a fellow worker with Jesus. That has to be the first decision made. And then everything else falls in line behind that as you continue in His Word and be a true disciple. Then, and only then, will you sacrifice self so that Jesus can live in you. And only when you sacrifice self so that Jesus can live in you, is there an old self to bury in baptism. See, the old man's got to be buried. Something's got to die to bury. And you bury that old man that you now have set aside in baptism, having those sins that that old man committed washed away to rise to be a new person, a true disciple of Jesus Christ. That's what the Great Commission is calling for all mankind to do. To be disciples that continue in His Word. This morning, if you're not a child of God, we make you hope and pray that you'll make that decision. To be a disciple of the Master Teacher, believing in Him, repenting of your sins. That is that putting away that old man. Confessing Him as the Son of God. Dying and being buried in baptism. Having your sins washed away to rise to walk a new life as a disciple of the Master Teacher. This morning, if you're a child of God, maybe you've forgotten that it's got to be more than just believing in Him. You've got to learn about Him. You've got to imitate Him. You've got to work with Him. And maybe you haven't been doing that. Begin today. Not because it's the first day of the first Sunday of the new year, but because it's the day of salvation. Do it now. And continue to live in it. We can assist you in any way this morning. Won't you come as we stand and as we sing.